It goes way beyond music. She opened doors for African Americans in America. She just opened doors. She brought that gospel sound into the secular world that hadn't heretofore been heard. So it really was something that was a unique thing. And she got a lot of flack from a lot of the people in the gospel and church world for kind of crossing over. She got a lot of flack for that. But to me, I'm so thankful that she did because her influence, because she went over to the secular world, really went to the entire world instead of just a niche of, people that listen to Christian music, to gospel music. You know what I mean? She really
Sure.
crossed over in the world. And in so doing, groups like the Rolling Stones, like the Beatles, like these groups were listening to the African American gospel and R&B music. That's what shaped a lot of the music that they played.
Just from what you remember, what do you remember about working with her, getting ready, doing the concerts? What was she like?
Well, she was all business. She was all business. Like, you got to realize when these stars come and do a show in like Rochester, New York, they've done this show hundreds of times. So it's not like, I mean, she's doing it because she loves the music, obviously, but it's kind of like, okay, you guys got to make sure you got this right. It's like, make sure this is right. And so she didn't really rehearse with us at first. It was her music director that conducts and directs the musicians, especially the local musicians that he picks up. And then she comes in, and I remember one point there were things that weren't right, and she was telling the music director, "This isn't right. Make sure this, these horns need to be playing this like this." And then, he's like, "Okay, Aretha wants it like this." And he's like, "Whatever Aretha says, that's what you do."
Yeah, when you, again, as someone who has played both in the and still plays in the pop and classical worlds, from an enjoyment standpoint, was it fun just to listen to her while you were playing? I mean, what was it like?
Unbelievable. I grew up with Aretha Franklin in my household. Aretha Franklin was one of my father's favorite musicians. We listened to her records. And for me to play in classical world and play with like classical musicians and play with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, my dad was very proud of me. But to actually get a chance to play with Aretha Franklin, someone that he grew up with, someone that he listened to on the radio, it was just really a sense of pride for my dad. And for me to be there playing with someone that I had grown up with in my household, it was beyond amazing. Well, you got to think that Aretha Franklin is not just music. She's also like civil rights. There's that classic picture of Aretha Franklin where she's in the arms as a baby. She was in the arms of Mahalia Jackson at one of the Martin Luther King rallies. She really was melded in with the civil rights movement too, So it goes beyond music. She opened doors for African Americans across genres.